Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Bald movie. This one is The Fate of the Furious.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 8.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, before we talk about what we thought about this film, I just got back from a long trip, drove like 18 hours from Miami, got less than 3 hours of sleep, busy-ass day, jam-packed full week. We're already 3 days behind on this stupid fucking podcast talking about this stupid fucking movie. I'm thinking, like, right before we're quitting time, I'm like, man... I don't even know if I want to do this.
Yeah.
And then I remembered one thing. You never turn your back on family.
I think you're going to say, I live my life one podcast at a time, a quarter podcast at a time even.
And I pulled it out. I pulled it out for Dom. And yeah. I tell you what, this was a hell of a Fast and Furious movie. I don't know what your favorite is, but mine's like 4 or 5.
Five's real good. Wait, 4 is Tokyo Drift.
No,
right?
That's 2. Right?
That's
or is
two?
It 3?
Mm.
See, Paul Walker, Vin Diesel, they sat out for 2, right? And then they came back for 3. I thought 2 is Tokyo Drift. It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
No,
and I honestly don't care.
No, 4 is not. Four is not that.
Whatever the one with the bank, the safe, the vault that they were dragging through the city was.
That was maybe 5 or 6.
I think it was 5. Yeah.
I thought 7.
I like 5 a lot.
I thought 7 was a bit of a turd.
Is that the skyscraper one where
they're in Dubai
or whatever? Yeah,
it's got the
man. I barely remember these movies.
Right,
these movies go like immediately. They go in and they immediately go out the other side of my brain.
Yeah, but. Speaking of that, I feel like the last 4 movies have slowly been training us, has been leveling up or maybe leveling down our brains so that we could fully appreciate how fucking stupid and insane this movie is. Because, I mean, you might hear me throw around terms like artful and, you know, breathtaking and awesome.
Uh-huh.
But you always have to pin the words for what this thing is.
Right. For to a Fast and Furious.
Every
movie.
Superlative has to be added with for what this is. And this is like, I think this is now the best Fast and Furious movie. You're talking about like, cause it's learned things from John Wick. It's finally figured out like how to really integrate some of these side characters they've been slowly introducing. Everybody in the cast gets to shine, has their little moment of shining.
Yeah, see, I guess I don't like the cast that much.
Really?
Like the side cast. I like Dom, I like The Rock, I like Jason Statham. Like the
No love for Luda? No love
Ludacris?
For Letty?
Okay, I like Ludacris. I like
Tyrese?
Miss Sandy a little bit, but only because of my affection from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, she's a hacker.
Tyrese, no, I don't like Tyrese.
Yeah, I don't like
He's too much.
But there's
too
a lot of people to like him. A lot of people in the theater liked him.
Oh, they love him.
Yeah.
And I don't fault him for that. He's just not my cup of tea. But, I don't know. I like
got too much
the
flavor
main
for you, Jim?
Characters. Maybe. Yeah. I have main characters, and then all the other side characters, just like whatever. Like this little nothing guy.
All right. Well, he's the Paul Walker replacement, right?
Please don't replace Paul Walker with him, because he's terrible.
So was Paul Walker!
But Paul Walker was, like, likably terrible.
Uh-huh.
He was likably bad. He couldn't act to save his life, mm-hmm. but he could deliver a one-liner, and he could drive.
Yeah.
They made him look like he could drive real good.
I've listened to, like, 5 to 8 hours of podcast where Adam Carolla and Bill Simmons try to figure out why Paul Walker was the perfect star for the Fast and Furious franchise.
He is, no doubt, but...
It takes that long to articulate it, and we don't have that kind of time here, but you're right. It's just like Keanu Reeves was put on this earth to be, like, you know, an expressionless action hero... Paul Walker was put on this earth to drive imported cars really, really fast with blue flames shooting out their ass.
Yeah. I think it's because you have to dress Paul Walker up with cars to make him interesting. Right? Like in any other vehicle, no pun intended, he just wouldn't have cut it.
The
focus would have been on him instead of the cars. And
he's
really
not Paul Walker, but we talked about this on the other podcast, the Fast and Furious 7 podcast. Who do you get to replace Paul Walker? That's not an easy question to answer. You could pick out a star that would outshine him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could think of any number. You could get one of the Hemsworth brothers.
Middle Hemsworth is what I'm thinking. Yeah,
you get a Hemsworth brother involved.
Uh-huh. Chris Pine, how about that? He would outshine him.
That's
no
what
doubt.
I'm saying. Like anyone that you could think of would probably outshine him, and I don't know that that's the right play. So you get a guy who's like slightly below replacement value,
right?
And it's almost like a tribute to him.
Paul Giamatti. They could bring Giamatti in. He wouldn't outshine Paul Walker.
Yeah,
he'd just be a nothing sitting in the car. You dress him up with cars.
Right. He would drive, what would he drive? A smart car.
Right. Yeah.
He would drive a smart car. It's practical.
He would.
So I mean, look, you know what you're getting with this movie.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, if you're that type of person that likes these kind of movies, this is a really, really good Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
And I think it's, it really hit. They've had a hard time in recent years, I think, of hitting the right like crazy to funny to cool ratio.
Uh-huh.
Like the last movie was all out of fucking whack, and all of the set pieces were jumbled and disconnected, and they didn't seem like there's any. And this one, I feel like, nailed all that. It had some actually kind of inspired ideas.
Some, yeah.
I know. I remember 2 weeks ago we were talking about the effect of the trailer and how disappointed we were at some of those reveals. And I remember thinking, like, this is either going to suck or they got 10 times the moments. Turns out they had like 10 times the moments.
Yeah.
I still wish that some of the things that they revealed in the trailer, they were needlessly spoiled.
Yeah.
Like, my mind was already blown by the set piece, but if I didn't even know the concept of the set piece was coming.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with that.
You're talking about that submarine, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's all over the trailers. So
not only that, I'm talking about the self-driving car stuff.
Oh, that too. Yep.
So
yeah, they spoiled a lot of it.
Yeah, but they had 10 times more of that stuff.
They did.
It just sucks that like most of the set pieces, if not all the set pieces, the premise of them were spoiled.
Yeah.
And I don't think you need to do that.
There was one. There's one exception that we'll talk about in the spoiler section, but man, is it good.
Yeah.
Man, is it good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what else you want to... Because there's a couple of problems I have with it, but...
Oh, sure.
And it's more of like, I don't know that the problems are more like things I like to pick apart or point out that Fast and Furious knows it's doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Like, this is the difference between a Fast and the Furious movie and The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
When it fucks some thing of physics or reality up,
some convention,
they don't
or
give a shit.
Yeah.
They know and they don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so much fun because of that.
Right. Yeah. You think that was crazy? Well, hold my beer. I'm about to do something.
Right.
Yeah. No.
And it's all over this thing. You know, that's what I come to these movies for. And this movie delivered. I don't remember the others very well, but I think this is the most bonkers of all of the Fast and Furious movies, and for that, I love it.
And it's funny because everyone looked like they had a great time. I heard that there was some struggles between like The Rock and Vin Diesel, and like, you know, power jockeying for who's the star and who's the you know who's going to who's going to have more influence over the story and production and all that stuff. I don't know. I've heard these things, but none of it showed in the final product. In fact, I was really worried that this would be the final one because it's the Fate of the Furious and all that. I mean, they're begging for a 9.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no like after credit scene that I'm aware of because I bounced because I got a podcast to record. But
like
there is no end of setup for what could happen in the next movie.
For sure.
So I was pretty excited, and I thought there was a couple of twists in how they wove the last three, movies into this one that was approaching kind of brilliant.
Really? See, all of those are lost on me.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even tell you who the characters.
They could have introduced
10 new characters, or they could have brought back 10 old characters, and I couldn't have told you. Could not tell.
Right. One of these days, I'm gonna have to sit down and rewatch the whole series.
Yeah.
You know what? When 8 comes out, that's just enough. Just almost enough for like a mini. Like it'd be a fun like marathon to do.
Yeah, how awesome would it be to like rent out a theater and invite
just
a bunch
do
of
a
people?
Fast
to that.
And Furious.
Yeah,
yeah. We have to work on some kind of bladder joke in there. The Fast and the Bladderless.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah.
Between now and then.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We have a shit ton of trailers to talk about. Do you want to get right to that, or do you have some more non-spoiler thoughts?
No, let's do it.
All right. These are all either new things that we haven't talked about or entirely new trailers that neither of us has seen. Let's start with Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, extended preview of this. I mean, it still looks awesome. You know, it's got Charlize Theron in it. She's playing an assassin,
right?
Looks like one of the baddest ass of all of the assassins.
I mean, she's like, I thought this trailer's mission statement is to show you how Charlize Theron is going to outdo James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to outfight James Bond. She's going to out-seduce women James Bond.
Yeah.
She's going to just be a complete badass and ever. She's going to out-Bond Bond.
It works for me.
No, I like it.
I'm interested in seeing that. I don't even know when it comes out, but...
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which is coming up. That's on deck. I'm worried because just like the Fate of the Furious, I felt like the first trailer that I saw gave away entirely too much of this movie. Too many funny things. This trailer is almost all new infra footage that I'd never seen before. And it was all, in my opinion, I don't know what you made of it because you haven't seen the first one, but I thought it was all solid fucking gold. I'm like, I've seen like 5 minutes of this fucking movie. It's all highlight reel shit. Do they really have 10 more scenes like this? They're this awesome and funny and cool. What's your take?
My take is it looks like a ton of fun, and I maybe that's what they're going for. Maybe they're trying to rope people in who didn't see the first one, like me. But that seems crazy because I think pretty much like 90% of the people who would ever see this movie
made like
saw
a billion jillion dollars worldwide. Yeah.
So I don't know what their game is. I mean, it does feel like they were giving away a lot. Especially with the very end of that trailer.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, that seemed like a really big reveal.
Yeah.
And also just so many of the action sequences and some of the, it looks like what the best moment for like Rocket the Raccoon. And I don't know. It's probably still going to be awesome and funny and epic. But I'm just a little scared because they just keep showing stuff. So many things. Might have to give up these trailers, man. Here is something I was interested in. Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think I would be, but...
Yeah, when the premise of the movie, I like, you know, arms crossed, eyes narrowed at it. It's Ryan Reynolds is a bodyguard who is guarding Samuel L. Jackson, who apparently is playing a hitman.
Yeah.
Who's been assigned a bodyguard to guard him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an anti-cop buddy film.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, they kind of hate each other.
Right.
You know, and they're trying to make each other's lives difficult.
Sam Jackson doesn't feel like he needs him.
Yeah.
And also, Sam Jackson can play a character from the age of 38 to 79.
Right.
And I get it. Black don't crack. Ha, ha, ha. But goddamn.
Yeah.
Like... Him and Angela Bassett should fuck, and their babies will never die.
Yeah,
they'll
superhuman.
They'll attain age. They'll attain full human maturity at 6 months, and then stay there forever, as far as I can tell.
I honestly couldn't tell you how old Sam Jackson is.
It's probably
shocking.
If you told
me 50, I would believe you, but
right.
I'm almost certain it's way higher than that.
He's been 50 since Pulp Fiction, man.
I know.
Angela Bassett's like 7 years old, and every time she gets on American Horror Story, I'm like, damn. Anyway, that looks like a ton of fun. And as soon as they threw in Kevin Costner's The Bodyguard theme with Whitney Houston, that's when the trailer won me over. I'm like, ah, yes, they starred that. I'm like, okay.
I was thinking, man, this is a weird song for that, but that makes total sense, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because
I've never seen The Bodyguard.
Yeah, you've never seen The Bodyguard.
But I'm aware of it.
Right. Let's talk about the latest, or I think this is the first full Justice League trailer.
Okay, I'm not excited, but not because the trailer was bad, just because it's the Justice League and I don't have any faith in DC.
Honestly, this is the hell of this. The trailer, like, that looks kind of, because...
It could be good, I don't know.
They've all looked good, but this is the first one that looked like it might be fun.
Okay,
but
yeah.
So did Suicide Squad, and that was just... Okay, and that's me trying to be generous to DC.
Yeah. Maybe a little too generous.
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't like any of those movies, and I don't know that I'm gonna like this. But
I tell you what, though, here's the thing: trailers, I'm at a, and this probably might piss off the DC fans, but look, y'all, if Wonder Woman sucks and Justice League sucks, I think I'm out.
Oh, forever.
Yeah, and unless I hear, I'm not doing the first Dragon Ball movie. Yeah. Because I've given that'd be like five movies I've given this production house to win me over, and I'm willing to be won over. I fucking love Batman. I actually like the character, the archetype of Superman. I grew up on not Marvel. I grew up on the fucking Super Friends. So like, I want to like this stuff. But it's been pretty bad so far. So please, Wonder Woman, yes, be good. Justice League be good. So I can get on with my life and happiness.
Yeah, it seemed like the best things about that. Like, I don't know what place Batman has in all this. His superpower is he's rich, which...
That's a good
line.
Yeah,
that's a good line. Seems kind of fun. But, like, you got the Flash.
Who seems like a fundamentally superist. Funny character. Like, you're not going to be able to turn him grim.
Right. But he seems like the superest of the superheroes
to me. I don't know.
Like, Wonder Woman's got a whip or something, right? A lasso.
She's super strong. I think she can fly.
Well, all of them have super strength.
She's default superhero
power.
She could put a golden lasso on you and make you tell the truth.
Could she put a golden lasso on the Flash? I don't think so. Could she put a golden lasso on Aquaman?
He's free to spread his lies from afar. You can never catch him.
Right.
I don't know. Aquaman might hit has a little claim there, too. Plus, I like Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
He looks like he's having fun, too.
But all I need is a Flash. I want a Flash movie.
Yeah.
I think the Flash looks awesome.
You know what? We should got a movie for all these motherfuckers.
That was the thing. Like, who the fuck is a cyborg guy?
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
I do, because I watched Teen Titans, but that's the only reason.
Okay.
And that
they didn't set him up at all.
No. I mean, look,
they didn't set the Flash up at all. CW show that I'm not going to watch.
We've had this conversation a million times, but even if Justice League is good, it's not as good as it would have been if they had had all these characters with their own movies that were all fucking awesome leading up to this.
Yeah.
But they shit the bed, and the best they can do is make a miraculous comeback. So let's move on.
We'll see.
This trailer's a good start. Speaking of fucking awesome trailers, god damn it, this new Transformers one got me.
It's Sir Anthony Hopkins. You pay Sir Anthony Hopkins. I don't care if he's just there
for
the
check.
And here's
the thing, because I'm pissed at this trailer because I'm loving it, and your words of like that I was mocking you just 2 weeks
you
ago.
You did.
For Fonford, but I've been in a little voice inside, you know, Michael Bay used to be pretty good at making action movies. He made a little movie called The Rock that you really, still to this day, really like, Aaron. And I'm like, god damn it. And the action looks really fucking bonkers and cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can take it seriously, like Optimus Prime ripping Bumblebee in half with digital tears in his eyes and green spittle on Bumblebee's lips. Have you noticed how full and pouty Bumblebee's lips are?
No.
Bumblebee is like a beautiful robot. He's like a cherub with these features. I've never seen with his battle mask.
Yeah, really go into robot sexuality and trans.
No?
That's what I want more of.
No.
In my Transformers.
I think Bumblebee and Prowl might be an item.
You know, I mean, Transformers has always been a sexualized series, right? from day one with Megan Fox bent over that Chevy or whatever.
I thought
you'd
go back to the cartoon. I'm like,
well,
this would be interesting.
I mean, there was an odd relationship in that cartoon, I do feel.
Sure,
but
Michael Bay likes to lean into his TNA, sure.
Right. So I feel like you need to explore the sexuality of the Transformers. And then I'm back in.
Yeah.
And if you put Sir Anthony Hopkins in it.
I mean, that's not nothing.
I can't believe that he would be there just for a check. He doesn't need a check.
He doesn't need a check.
Sir Anthony Hopkins doesn't need checks.
Well, maybe he's got a new...
He's got a knighthood.
He's got a new grandkid that needs some property in, I don't know, wherever the Starks lived in England. He's wanting to buy his latest great-grandkid a new direwolf, okay?
Yeah. It's got Mark Wahlberg in it. It's got...
Which, that might just cancel out Sir Anthony Hopkins.
It could.
Like, that's a neutral
Depending.
Charge.
Like, sometimes I like him, sometimes I hate him.
Oh, I mean, I got nothing but good to say about his work in Boogie Nights. I mean, he's really fucking good in I Heart Huckabees. Like, he's done some good stuff.
Yeah. I liked him in Invincible. That was pretty good. Okay. A football movie. Not a fan of the sport, but I'll watch movies.
Can we move on to The Mummy?
Okay.
Who my girlfriend, or my wife now, sorry, baby, she whispered in my ear, did you know that Universal is making movies for all their old... And I'm like, yeah, I'd heard that. But they're apparently going to do Frankenstein, Dracula, all the old Universal movie monsters they're bringing back. This is the first one, The Mummy.
Is Tom Cruise going to be in all of them?
Yes. Yes, he is. He's going to conquer them all.
I think he's been mummified. Because he's back to looking like he's 30 again.
I'll believe that an Egyptian mummy god can bring you back to life. but you're going to look like chunky salsa, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. There's not, he sits, that's the funny thing to me. He survives his plane crash and he sits up in a morgue.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's a mummy. Why am I even having this conversation? It's a mummy.
I don't know what, since when did mummies get powers? Like, I wasn't aware of the powers of mummies until Brendan Fraser
came
along.
CGI was created. Don't you think the Boris Karloff mummy would have been flinging flocks of bats and big sand dune shaped like his face if he could?
I think
if he
so,
could,
yeah.
They just couldn't afford that shit.
Right.
Best they could do is have a rubber bat coming in and Bela Lugosi do some kind of weird, you know, camera trick. And I don't know. I'll go see it for sure.
Yeah, it could. I know it what could to think be a about cool it. Action movie. It's not going to be.
Like, I'm actually way more excited for like the Dracula and Frankenstein.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks okay. War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I don't know about these movies.
Really?
I don't know what this movie is trying to say. Is it trying to divide the planet? I feel like that's what it's trying to do.
And yeah, I don't know who am I on the side of the chimps or the men? Right. I mean, it's a statement, I guess, where Woody Harrelson again trying to out Matthew McConaughey in Reign of Fire. I think this is a side bet they
out
had.
Out Sam Jackson in King Kong.
Yeah, they were all smoking weed on the set of True Detective, and it's like, well, you can say what you want. You can say what you want, but I was in Reign of Fire and I fought a dragon with an axe, and that's just stuck in Woody's craw.
Yeah,
I think the statement is if we find another intelligent life on this earth that's so different from us, could we live with it?
It seems like the trailer's answer is no.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson's answer is no.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna put your boot, your funny four-fingered one thumb foot boot to our neck because that's what we would do in your position. Which I don't even know if that's true in the 20s. I mean, that's certainly true in the 17th century, 21st century. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It just doesn't seem to be a very inspiring movie.
It looks cool though.
But
there's like
what
I, the,
do I know?
They
I
had this other wrinkle where one of the monkeys, one of the gorillas, one of the apes, has turncoat. He's Benedict Arnold.
Oh yeah, he's helping load machine guns.
Yeah, and yeah. I wonder how they're going to handle that. Like, why would you
forsake your race?
Not just race, like fucking species. Yeah.
I mean, let's not get it twisted. This
can we
is
at
all...
least have a can we at least have a human going over to the monkey side?
Yeah. Yeah, they should.
All right.
Maybe Matthew McConaughey is over there.
And they're gonna have a strip to the waist.
Yeah.
Muscle.
That's a big reveal.
Yeah.
They don't show that part in the trailers.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, those are the trailers. They all look pretty yummy. I'm looking forward to seeing them. Most of these things are like way off in the future, like November and whatnot. I don't know if that's true about
Guardians is not that
Guardians
far away.
is real close. I think Atomic Blonde is another of those Novembers. But these are all going to probably be upcoming first round bald movies.
Mm-hmm.
We are now going to dismiss the non-club members, and we're going to talk about the spoilers for the Fast and the Furious, the Fate of the Furious, Fast Furious 8. If you are not a club member, you can become one easily by going to club.baldmove.com. Free trial if you never signed up before. You can get a free month trial just for signing up. So if you're just itching, if you just can't wait to hear what we say about Dom and his family.
I think it's going to be fun.
Then you can go and you can enjoy this podcast on us. But you do have to be a club member. And in 2 weeks, we're coming back for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. We'll see you then, unless you're a club member, in which case
Wait,
we'll see
the
you.
The Circle. What about The Circle?
The Circle's coming out next week?
Yeah, April 28th.
Ah, okay, there it is. Okay, sorry. I got Guardian of the Galaxy excited, and we are. We're going to come back with the Tom Hanks vehicle.
Yeah.
Sci-fi vehicle, The Circle, which I have no expectations for other than... No, it's not true that I have no expectations. I have mildly positive expectations,
yeah.
But I know nothing about the film.
Okay.
So we'll be back for that. We'll see all the club members in the spoiler section.